out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki. In this podcast, I'll be sharing some of the things that I've learned over the last few decades as a guitar player, as a composer, as a band leader and a sideman, as a researcher and student of music, and sharing strategies for practicing, improving your craft, and being a creative person in the modern world. These podcast episodes are audio versions of videos that I've been making over on Patreon for some time. So if you like what you hear, come on over to Patreon, Work with Miles Okazaki, and for the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can join into the community there, ask questions, get responses, make requests for new types of episodes, download special materials that I've posted, such as free books that I've written, exercises, computer programs that I've built, all kinds of things like that. And also, there are episodes that are primarily visual that are only posted there, such as specific technical studies on the guitar that require you to see what I'm doing, and things like sight reading. So, that being said, please enjoy, and best of luck on your musical journey. Welcome back. Today's topic is evidence. So this is a song that's recorded quite a few times. My main reference is probably 1957 recording Carnegie Hall with John Coltrane, or the 1958 recording with Johnny Griffin on their album Mysterio. So, but there are a number of versions of it. Sometimes the rhythm gets a little different, like on the recording with Art Blakey, they kind of simplify the rhythm. But the basic rhythm is, we'll start at the beginning. The song is based off of Just You, Just Me, the old standard. Just you, just me. Da 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 da, you know, and so on. So pretty simple AABA tune, kind of turnarounds in E flat, and then the bridge goes to the four chord, all that kind of stuff. On top of this, you know, the pun is just you, just me. That would mean just us, which is justice, if you put it together as a compound kind of word, justice. And to have justice, you need evidence. And evidence is the title of the song. It's an abstracted title from the original. It's an abstracted kind of a tune. Basically, it's kind of rhythmic hits. I don't know if you would even call it a melody, but it's a one, two, one, two, three, one. Do you? And then the bridge is all upbeats. C minor, G7, F minor 6, B7, B flat 7. I'm gonna put this little F major triad at the end also. Not sure why, but that's what it is. Now, playing it solo with these hits, it sounds kind of like out of context, like the hits aren't going against anything, so it sounds kind of disjointed in a way. I was trying to think of a way to sort of have a point of reference so that the hits sound like something, even a simple beat, you know. Now, I can't really... Could kind of keep a kind of a quarter note, but in a way it's like a little too academic or something. So I thought maybe I'd give it a groove. Kind of play it straight. Give it a little funk. That's okay. It kind of doesn't work out so great with moving the chords around. So I think what I settled on was having a G pedal, which is kind of like an inversion of the major seventh chord. In fact, it is exactly an inversion. I'm playing a G major seven. I mean, E flat major seven with a G in the bass, and then I kind of just keep that pedal in. The chords I'm playing are like a E flat major 7 with a G in the bass. That's G, E flat, B flat, D. And then like a G minor 7. And that voicing that everybody knows. And then like a sort of a G flat over G, which is like a C7. C7 sharp 11 flat 9. And then E flat over G. Like a C over G. This is like A over G. And then this doesn't really work. This stops sounding good to my ear over G at that point, because when it goes to the 4 minor. So I switch it up to go to A flat there. And end it normally. So what would that sound like? Set up a kind of a beat. So that's kind of cool. You know, if you look at my right hand, you can see that I'm kind of hitting everything on upbeats with the upstroke and everything on downbeats with the downstroke. It's kind of rough and sloppy, but I kind of like the sound of it. It's hard to get the notes real precise when you're doing such a active beat, you know. Like, I'm trying to get this, but not get this. ¶¶
do there. Yeah, that's what we should do. Maybe I should do octaves. Nah, too strong. There, I was just playing sevens with the upper part and still keeping the beat with the lower part, but with a pick. It's easy with the hands. Notice how it works out. What is that? 7 9 sevens, maybe 9 7 63. So if I leave a space right at the beginning, like how the tune is. Just come right on the upbeat of the first beat. I'll have 63 more. I'll be able to play sevens all the way through, and it'll end up because it's 63. It's kind of cool. If I started on the beat. The last one, bit, 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 is going to end up being an 8. Somewhere you got to put an 8 somewhere. I don't know. That's a good exercise, actually. But with the pick, it's a little harder. Like, that's a little weird. Oops. See, I messed it up. Wrong chord. Dang it. To it. It's just a little practice with the right hand, trying to do a groove oriented version of that tune in order to offset the angularity of those hits. It sounds a little like it's grounded more in a beat when you can play both at the same time. But playing both at the same time with the pick, it gives it more power. More power and more attack, so it's kind of fun to try it that way, or with the hands, either way. I think on the record I used a pick, and so that's what I'm working on right now. Okay,
see you next time. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for hanging out, And if you'd like to see a video version, head on over to patreon.com and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you sign up through the browser, it's a very minimal fee because I'm trying to create a large community of guitar players and other musicians. If you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more, but in any case, over there you'll find all of these podcasts in video form, as well as many that are not included here. Guided practice sessions, listening sessions through favorite albums, discussions of repertoire, technical things on the guitar, philosophical things about creativity and making music. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support of creative music.